We're back here on Giants.com, and today's insider is the Giants defensive captain, Justin Tuck. Justin, first of all, we know you've battled some injuries the last couple of years. How healthy are you right now, and how do you feel with training camp on the horizon?
Yeah, I'm pretty healthy. Still not 100%. No one is. You know, you play football, but I feel great. I'm ready to go, and just I'm excited about this football team and leaving this mini camp and accomplishing basically what we want to accomplish this year. Guys are healthy. Guys are eager to get back out there, and I know training camp is going to be very competitive, and we need that type of work. And I'm looking forward to just having a great year.
Do you feel like you can have an old-school, vintage, double-digit sack Justin Tuck type of season?
Absolutely. I'm hoping for it. I'm working and training to get back to, what everybody, how everybody expects me to play. And that's what I expect for myself. And you said it hasn't been that way the last 2 years. But I'm not using anything as a crutch or as an excuse. Everybody plays with injuries. Everybody, for whatever reason has been, I haven't had the numbers that I want or has been expected to have. So I got to step my game up and help this football team get back to what the goal is. And every year we started off, the goal is playing in that Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll reach that this year.
Now, team-wise, I don't think anybody would debate that the defensive line not as dominant as it has been in years past last year. Now, people look at the sack numbers and they're concerned about the pass rush.
Yeah.
But how much of that has to do with the fact that you guys didn't stop the run consistently on first and second down?
That has everything to do with it. A lot of people see third down and long and think sack. If you look at the numbers in the league, a lot of sacks come on first and second down. The majority of sacks come on first and second down because of the fact that, you're stopping the run. You can kind of predict when they're going to have the play action pass and things like that. For us, man, it all starts up front being a physical group, getting us into those second and long situations, third and long situations where we can dial up a lot of our, blitzes or dial up, us getting some single blocks up front. When teams are getting in those second and three situations or second and five situations, third and one situations, you're not going to get sacks because that playbook is so full of stuff that they can attack you with. And you're playing a defensive type of defense. You're not really attacking. They're dictating what they want to do instead of you dictating what you want to do. So it always stops with stopping that run and taking that aspect out of their game, and then you can kind of have a free fall as far as sacks come.
Finally, the last 2 years obviously have not ended the way you and the Giants would have liked.
No.
Looking ahead now and maybe using the last years as a lesson, was there something that you could put your finger on that was missing, an intangible or maybe a tangible, that you can work on in training camp where this team can get back to where they need to be to once again be a Super Bowl contender?
We got to find a way to be consistent. And even in our Super Bowl years, we haven't been as consistent as we want to be.
Sure.
We found a way to, be consistent at the end of the year. But, consistency, it's not winning games consistently. It's just playing the game the right way every day. You look at our season last year, it was just a roller coaster ride because of the fact that, we go out to San Fran and play a very dominant team. Very dominant game against, the eventual, representative of the NFC in the Super Bowl, Green Bay. Teams like that have been historically known to be very tough football teams, and we put whoopings on them. And then, those other games was like, what team is this? We have to figure out what our identity is going to be and run with it. And I think our identity is being a physical bunch of guys that run to the football on defense, that doesn't turn the ball on offense, that's the smart team, that team is going to get it in the fourth quarter and find a way to win it. That's what we have success, and that's what we need to get back to.
Well, and I guess I got to follow. Finally, the real trick to this whole thing has to be, how do you get more consistent? Is it simply staying healthy, or is it something mentally focused in meetings every week, having that mental focus? How do you get more consistent?
Well, I think you kind of hit two of the main points right on the head. You have to stay healthy, and every team is gonna have their injuries. But if you look at the Super Bowl, normally it's the team that's the healthiest at the end of the year. You really don't have too much control over the health part of it. You work your butt off in the weight room and you try to practice smart and play smart, but it's football. People are gonna get hurt. So the biggest thing is that mental aspect of it. Regardless of what happens on Sunday, and making sure you come back that next Monday or Tuesday, put all that behind you, win or loss, because you got to move forward. This game is always about moving forward. And I think some games last year, we kind of dwelled with on a loss a little bit, lingered on a loss too long, or lingered on wins too long, instead of putting that behind us and moving forward. And that's what some of the focus that we got to have this year.
Justin, appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com as we get ready for training camp end of July.